Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network. Time for a look at our pre-opening markets here this morning. Complete check of all those markets coming up when we come back in a moment.
Let's eat better. Let's eat healthier, and let's find simpler ways to do it. Make swaps while you shop, like whole grain bread over white bread. Use crock pots for easier dinners, and let your kids pitch in to make mealtime more fun. Together, we can all take simple steps to eat better and fill half our plates with fruits and veggies. Let's make every breakfast, lunch, and dinner a healthy winner. Get started today with tasty, healthy recipes at shapeyourfutureok.com, a program of TSET.
The commodities markets are an integral part of the U.S. economy. Each business day, futures contracts trade in the energy, financial, and agricultural markets. Hi, I'm Curtis Ward, president of KIS Futures. Our firm executes futures and options and provides risk management strategies for our clients who hedge. Our team also provides full-service brokerage while offering free quotes and charts, free market reports, market text messages, futures market tutorials, and real-time account information. For more information about our trading services, give us a call at 1-800-256-2555 or log on to our website at kisfutures.com.
Well, cash cattle activity today is expected to be limited to showless distribution and inventory taking through most of the day. Following the ability of feeders to push prices higher here at the end of the week, the underlying firm market tone is expected to continue through the next several days. Trade in the north was the first to develop Friday with prices $198 to $200. That represented about a dollar gain from the previous week. Southern trade was more delayed, really did not develop until late Friday. Prices steady at $124. Asking prices and bids not expected until midweek or so, which will likely push trade off again until late this week. Hog futures expected mixed in limited trade today as traders still remain cautious concerning long-term market direction and expanding trade to China and other major pork exports over the near future. There is no indication that the planned signature of the Phase 1 trade deal will not take place or anything will delay the process, but traders still remain much more reserved due to the overall political tensions, especially in the Middle East. On the grains, overnight losses at all three wheat exchanges, failing to follow through on the Friday strength that saw Chicago wheat post the highest trade since June 28th. Wheat saw mostly bullish data from the USDA, although some less bullish than expected, which could be the cause for the lack of follow-through. In general, however, U.S. wheat stocks are tightening, and the declining winter wheat area should keep the tightening trend in place heading into the next year, 2021. Corn prices lightly mixed overnight as traders continue to digest the data dumped from USDA last week. The candle left on the March corn chart Friday is impressive, with an incredibly large selling exhaustion tail, allowing momentum indicators to recover sharply. The soy complex lower overnight, giving back some of Friday's gains, but remaining inside the last few weeks' range. Soybeans didn't get much to strut about from USDA on Friday, but the Phase 1 signing this week, along with the dryness in Brazil, is keeping prices intact. We're going to check futures in a moment.
It starts at home or work, even in your car. Wherever you are, whoever you are, physical activity is essential to a healthy life. So let's start moving, walking, kicking, riding, running, and raising the roof. Do chair dips while you watch TV, calf raises at work, shoulder rolls at a red light, move a little or a lot. Just move for 30 minutes every day or get 60 with your kids. Let's start moving today. Get activity ideas at shapeyourfutureok.com, a program of TSET.
At the close Friday, February live cattle up 70 cents, 127.42. April up 65, 127.95. January feeder cattle up 67, 147.60. March up 90, 147.45. February hogs up 22 cents, 67.25. Kansas City wheat, March up 4.5 Friday, 494 and 3 quarters. May was up 4.5, 502 and a quarter. Chicago wheat, March up 2 and a quarter, 564 and a half. May was up 1 and a quarter at 566 and a half. March corn up 2.5, 385 and 3 quarters. May was up 2 3/4 at 392 and 3 quarters. March soybeans up 2.5, 946. May's up 2.5, 959. March cotton up 62 cents, 71.31. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.